Hello, and thanks for joining us again. Coming into Matt's suggestion this week of the Black Keys' "Lonely Boy."
Yeah,
good choice.
My life, so it's my anthem.
I thought for sure that was somehow coming as a joke towards me.
No,
I wouldn't have refuted it either. Not a lot to get to today.
No, there's not. It's typical.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Compared to most weeks, this week is actually pretty less filled than usual. Usually we have one thing on the docket that will take up a good chunk of time, and I think we have a couple things that can fill that cause today. So hopefully we can make this thing longer than 20 minutes.
Don't Maybe, worry.
I'll just let the intro go for a minute and a half next time.
Yeah.
We'll just talk it. All right, there's about 2% done. Can't get any worse than this. So again, thanks for joining us. Find us on the Podomatic, asktheinterns.podomatic.com, the Google Voice account. The reason Matt's laughing is because the song we just used for the introduction, the Black Keys' "Lonely Boy," we were playing it from YouTube, and you have to see the video on YouTube to know why it's funny. It's 3 minutes of a man just dancing, mouthing the words of the song. It's a pretty superb video effort right in the Black Keys alley.
It cost $30 to make
absolutely.
That video.
Yeah, he's a homeless man.
Yeah.
And the shirt they got from like a thrift center.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just said, hey, dance here and we'll give you $30.
Awesome. Maybe we'll post it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, we won't. So go ahead and, again, the Google Voice account is set up. Ryan set that up. Big thanks to Ryan because Matt and I would have just added a landline somewhere.
Yeah.
And an answering machine.
For $80 a day.
And then we would have, to get the voicemails, we would have held a tape recorder up to the answering machine to get. So Ryan set that up for us. So you can call and leave us a voicemail, thoughts, hatred, whatever you want to call and let us know. 313-744-2568. That's 313-744-A-LOT. Obviously, for a little off topic, Ryan got pretty clever there. Matt and Ryan were just having a discussion of how it went through the 313 area code, and I still don't understand why. I guess it's not a big deal.
Probably because it's Detroit, and they pay you to give them business.
So. Ooh, a free Google Voice account? Sure thing.
I bought a couple city blocks.
Yeah.
Bought a couple abandoned buildings. So they said, ooh, please,
it's
please.
It's the office. It's the number to the office of the mayor,
yeah,
and Ryan bought it for $20.
He's getting a key to the city next week for all of his services.
Right.
Before we get started, actually, got to give a big thanks to, I don't know how you did it, Samuel Whitaker, but you came and you saw and you did.
He's a persuasive man.
Yeah, I don't know how you can... We were talking before we started recording here that we have each shared our Facebook page, facebook.com/a little off topic, to our families, our entire Facebook friend list, and how we have gotten literally one addition of a like, and that is Matt's brother.
The common responses go F yourself.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to like.
Exactly. It is apparently too much work for my Facebook friends to click like on a page that I take part in every couple of weeks and that I care about.
I don't care if you really like it. I just want to appear that people like it.
Yeah.
So, come on. Just pretend a little.
We don't overpost. We're not one of those weirdos. Ryan's wife, he forced her to add.
By going on her account and adding.
It's like we're paying people to like a Facebook. This is ridiculous. But thanks, big thanks to Samuel. Somehow you got more than 20 people to just randomly like us.
I'm shocked.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty impressive. Again, not much on tap today, but Matt and I, when we were talking last night, when I found out, well, I knew before, but when it was verified last night around 10 p.m. that we would be recording this morning, I immediately scrambled for content. And just as a heads up, I brought content. The one person who knew we were recording, one of the three, Ryan, brought zero content in addition to his weekly givings, which are pretty outstanding.
It's a good way to guarantee nothing scripted happens.
Yeah.
This is all real, genuine comedy because there's no forethought.
Yeah,
so.
there really isn't. We didn't meet in advance to talk about this.
Well, like Samuel said, my job is to come in and sound like I smell like piss. So I'm doing just that.
Well done, sir.
Tell you what.
Check.
Getting an A grade from this guy. That's for sure. So, go ahead and find us on the Facebook page. And, again, the Podomatic, I haven't even brought it up to be added onto the Freebird and Hot Wings podcast the last couple of episodes. So if you know somebody that you're giving this to or that they're still waiting for the Freebird and Hot Wings podcast to add it, Yeah, it's a coin toss. It's probably not going to happen. It's just been a thing where I haven't even brought it up to have it added on. I feel like I'm imposing and I feel like a jerk. So I try not to do that. So go ahead and find us at asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Throw a few shekels our way. You know?
Shekels.
There's a donate button. Click it. All right? It's the charity season. And we're a charitable cause.
Yes.
We are a very charitable cause. So again, Matt and I were talking last night. Matt said you had a story which I know that you play drop-in hockey, which is obviously for people who aren't familiar, ice rinks where they just have set aside times where people can just come in and play hockey. Matt, I know you play that fairly regularly.
Yep.
And you told me you had a story from a charity hockey. I didn't know if it was from drop-in or from charity.
It was an organized charity hockey game. You guys know I used to be a firefighter.
Yes.
In the process of getting on the Troy Fire Department over by Detroit.
Congratulations,
where I live.
By the way.
Thank you. And so they do, it's called Battle of the Badges, face-off for charity.
Firefighters, police, usually.
Firefighters versus police. Last time we did it, it was for a cop whose kid had a bunch of medical bills and stuff, tons of terrible diseases, so we went and raised a couple $1,000 through this hockey game. Did it again last Thursday night, I think it was, for the family of a cop who was killed recently. He actually died of a heart attack, and he was a state trooper, so young wife, young kids. So we do the hockey game. Last time the fire team beat the cops pretty bad, 12-5.
Oh, boy.
So they went out and got some ringers.
Oh, is that what they did? A
couple state boys that...
called in a couple stadies from across the area that...
played some college hockey and...
may have been on a scholarship at one point in their lives.
Yeah. So right away, all the firemen are pissed. We're like, what the hell? We've got one guy's wife who can barely stand on skates, and she's about 4'10", not lying about her size, playing.
Wow.
She basically served as an extra target.
4'10" on skates?
Yeah, on skates. She can't get out of shooting lanes.
That's legal midget size.
I think so. I think she qualifies.
Yeah, because that's like the same size of like a Snooki, and I believe that there was a story about how she can be declared a legal midget.
Amongst other things. But... so the cops are way better than us. We luckily have a pretty solid goalie, or this would have gotten out of
these
hand.
Ringers have made the difference, is what you're saying.
They even had mullets and everything. They looked the part.
Boy.
Yeah, it was basically like Slapshot almost.
Did they have team shirts like softball where they didn't want to pay us printers, so they just took Sharpie and wrote the numbers on
the
front?
No, a little more organized than that. We had some sponsors and stuff that hooked it up.
Okay, good.
So... the cops were pretty well at hacking us, slashing, stuff like that.
Which is always, I mean, that's, as a hockey fan but not an avid hockey follower, that's the thing that causes so many fights, you know. You're a guy like Sean Avery was just known for the slash and the hook around the ankle and the aggravation, which... that's in the National Hockey League. This is
NHL.
Supposed to be in a charity game. So I'm interested to see where this story goes as to who really broke the line of ethics first.
Everybody knows that charity events are real life. They're serious.
Right.
It's like me and fantasy football. It's a deal breaker, man. Real life.
It's insane how serious they took it, because they got beat pretty bad last time, and it wasn't going to happen this time. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, NHL, you expect some of that hacking and slashing and stuff.
Making millions of dollars.
Charity hockey, ease up a little. Maybe not run them into the boards.
For a good cause.
Yeah. So, doesn't take long before there's a little bit of a scrum in front of the net.
All right.
And gloves are dropped at a charity hockey game. Guys,
clothes are still on, Ryan.
Yeah, so you're not interested. Go ahead and tune back out. The male orgy hasn't begun yet.
How many guys in front of the net?
I'll be in the locker room, boys. Let me know when it's over. So.
Of course, this turns on me.
Waxing the benches. And my butt.
Where do the sticks go? Oh, you actually use them? Never mind, I'm out.
Ah, sorry. That was just, I don't know where that came from. My apologies.
Yeah. Whoops. So, very quickly, there's a fight.
Yeah.
Little kids in the stands. On the bench, I wasn't in the fight, luckily.
How close were you to jumping it? Just getting in.
The thought crossed my mind. But I'm one good punch away from, like, full-on vegetable. So
one of those.
My fighting days are over, I think.
Jesus, the way that's put is really devastating to the mind.
I'll take a kidney shot all day, but please don't punch me in the head.
You're going to see Matt hit the wall a wrong way and just crumble to the ground and never wake up
again. It's going to be bad.
Oh, God.
It's going to happen. So I hear in the benches a little boy crying.
Of course.
Going, Mommy, he's punching Daddy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
We're at a charity hockey game. There's a fight between policemen and firemen.
You know, protecting and serving.
So they break it up. The rule before the game was anyone fights, they're out. But we couldn't get a referee until last minute. So this dude's like, I don't care, man. Fans want to see it. Let it go. So the ref's not breaking it up.
He's Who's
not,
this guy? Where'd you find this guy?
I don't know. I don't know. Someone made a call and some dude was
God's
there.
For God's sake. Yeah, not even a referee. Just Jimmy's buddy from the police department. He just pushes papers all day. You have a referee? I don't even know what hockey is.
So
buy me a beer. Well, hell, I'll be there.
So not even a five-minute penalty. One-minute penalties for fighting. Once it finally does get broken up, once it finally does get broken up, they're skating to the bench. Hey, F you, you MFer.
Oh, my God.
Eat my D. All this stuff. Little kids still. What?
Within earshot.
What'd he say?
Wondering what eating a D consists of.
We're not at Joe Louis Arena. Yeah. We're at Ice Mountain in Flint. Yeah. It holds all of 50 people.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a very intimate setting.
Yeah, it's... So, It's the size of this production booth that we're recording the podcast in.
Not a lot of acoustic dampening at hockey arenas, so sound travels pretty
well.
It's
just bouncing off the walls back and forth.
It's actually stuck in the kid's ear. It can't leave.
Yeah.
So,
oh God.
They serve their one-minute penalty.
That's so absurd.
Get out of the box. Go right back at each other.
Why wouldn't you?
They don't even go anywhere else. They just get out and hook into each other.
That's not enough time to cool off.
Yeah.
I mean, was it like a running clock situation too? Or
no.
Was the clock was stopping?
Yeah, this was as close to NHL, but as far from NHL as it could be at the same time.
It's like they made this passing effort to make it seem legitimate, but then didn't care about being legitimate. So just let everything happen.
I knew we were in trouble when there was a talk about fighting, and one guy said, F that, can't stop me. And there was two cases of beer in the locker room.
Oh, for God's sake.
And they were like, well, how come you're not drinking? I was like, I can barely skate, dude. I'm kind of fat and out of shape. So you get me drinking and then trying to skate, it's going to be a scene.
You'll see me laying against the boards crying.
He'll turn into that vegetable.
Yeah. So
hits the wall too hard while he's skating.
Basically.
Just down he goes, shaking.
That did happen. After I scored a goal, I ran into the boards and fell. I'm blaming it on the ice because they didn't Zamboni it third period.
That.
Not my fault.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Yeah. I'm terrible.
I can't even skate. I'm not going to judge you.
I saw a picture of me after the game, and I said, wow, I do not look like a hockey player. This is not good. If I was in shape, I'd be so much better. But I'm fat.
That's
so
funny.
Basically ended up us losing to the Cops and a lot of ass-kicking going on.
Oh, my God. How bad was the final?
It was only 6-4, and they got an empty netter. We hung in there. Our goalie was stout.
That's
he was a
good
boy. So
I like that. That's in my mind. That's the same conversation. You know, I playing slow pitch softball. That's the conversation of recruiting your pitcher.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody wants to do it. Being the goalie.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants to do it. You know.
Well, I think he played college somewhere.
Oh, so that was his thing.
Yeah. Because last time we had this chick who played at Wayne State. She was actually their starting goalie.
Really?
But she took a puck
women
to the
play
face.
Sports, huh?
Yeah. Apparently they wear skirts and
what went wrong with that.
Yeah. So
society's falling apart at the seams.
The puck hitting her in the face did make her more attractive though.
I can't imagine a hockey female. It's too good looking.
If my wife's cousins who play hockey are listening, not my opinion.
I'm just saying, historically speaking, hockey playing women as well as wrestling women are among the lower echelon of attractive.
True.
Now, Matt's cousins, if you're single, I'm 24, coming on 25, and receding hairline, I might be right up your alley.
Actually. Don't worry.
Yes.
They're not listening.
Okay, good. Yeah, we just talked about who's listening here.
Right. So.
My family.
Guys, I printed off this story last night. I found it, and the headline, I thought, well, there has to be a good purpose for what happened here. The headline here, it's from FoxNews.com because I'm a hardcore Republican who doesn't see any side of the fence. So that's the only side I read and listen to.
That's because you're sitting on it.
Yeah, right? Can't get off of it. It's pretty wedged in there.
And that's the way it's going to stay.
I have no desire to leave.
Feels too good.
It's weird once it starts, but then you get used to it. That's terrible. Oh. So I looked down the fence at Ryan. But anyways, the headline of this story, California prison psychologist. This is a person, good head on their shoulders. You know, they obviously went to school, you know, got a
prison. I disagree.
Okay.
Continue.
Why? Well, what's your rationale?
Psychologist, obviously they're educated.
Yeah,
everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Prison psychologist, you're pretty dumb if you can't get a job at a hospital as a psychologist or somewhere
prison
else.
Prison psychologist, you might as well just quit and plan on being spit on every day, every day of the week.
You're setting yourself up for a terrible life.
Yeah.
So I'm saying she's stupid.
This prison psychologist was charged with faking rape. Now, what purpose do you think would be, I mean, to fake a rape?
You're a fan of rape, but can't get anyone to actually do it. Ryan, why do you typically do it?
Good question.
I don't fake it. That does it.
My thought going in, and I don't know why this came in my head before reading the story, was that, well, she clearly cheated on her husband, but didn't want him to know, so was going to make up a rape.
She was pregnant, maybe.
Yeah. Would you believe she wanted to convince her husband that they needed to move from the high crime area that they lived in to a better neighborhood? So listen to what she did. She claimed that she was beaten, robbed, and raped. I'm trying to find where she... from her home, she moved two laptop computers, her purse, Xbox 360, camera, credit cards, everything. Went the full, you know, 9 yards here. And I think she had like a busted lip, gave herself a black eye somehow.
Did she like jam a broomstick somewhere to really emphasize, you know, some crime had taken place?
You know, it didn't say, I didn't read broomstick, but I think it's safe to assume.
You can't fake a rape kit. I've seen SVU. I know how that works.
Seen enough Law and Order in my day, guys.
Okay. They always find a wooden splinter or something
in
there.
I'm practically a police officer myself.
Yeah.
But again, okay, she conspired with her friend, so this is a duo of stupid, if I could say that. So when the police came, she began hysterically crying, and now she is being charged with, she was arrested and freed on $50,000 bond. She's charged with conspiracy counts, and her friend has been charged with conspiracy counts, and a warrant has been issued for arrest as well. As she tried to run away, the suspect grabbed her and hit her in the face, court records say, in describing what she told police.
Right.
She lost consciousness, and then when she awoke, found her pants and underwear pulled down to her ankles. Sounds like a Saturday night for Ryan.
Yeah.
This whole show is just going to be this, isn't it?
You know, I'm done.
It is a microcosm of your life.
I'm done. That'll be the last Ryan reference
I'm sure it will be.
This must be like a theme amongst prison psychologists. Recently, I don't know if you guys remember this, it made the rounds. Another prison psychologist did something very similar where she was having an actual relationship with an inmate.
I heard something
about that.
Who was
going to be moved or something.
Yeah.
So she locked them in the treatment room
They
like had sex, but she concocted it to sound like rape. I don't remember all the details.
Yeah,
it's very
weird.
Sketchy. And
no kidding.
Yeah. Prison psychologist.
Apparently,
good job.
My statement 3 minutes ago that they have a good head on their shoulders was entirely wrong.
It's my same theory of army doctors. You have to be stupid to be a medical professional in one of those settings because there's so many other better, well-paying places that you could be doing that.
What happened was there was at the prison that she worked at. Was the scene this week of a fight among more than 150 inmates that sent 11 of them to outside hospitals.
Awesome.
Sounds fun.
So it sounds like these people are redeemable and her job is worthwhile.
Yeah, I'm sure she's making a lot of headway.
It must be a state law that you have to keep a psychologist on staff at prisons.
Even in prisons like this,
where clearly the overwhelming majority, I can't say all of them, but the overwhelming majority of these inmates are non-redeemable.
No.
If you're in 150, can you imagine witnessing 150-person brawl? I want video of that.
If I could be in like one of those locked control rooms and just watch.
If I was on the other side of the fence, yeah.
We need freedom of information to get that tape. I want to see what happened. I want to see if those little grenades that they shoot where it throws
BB
peppers. The BB grenades.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if those things are real.
Those would be fun to
use. I want to see that. Surprisingly, you guys are going to be stunned. His husband, not too receptive to the idea of faking rape. They didn't make it.
Wow.
They divorced
six weeks
later. And now she's going to spend each woman faces upwards of 3 years in prison.
Just shoot them both. Idiots.
Exactly.
You know who really appreciates this kind of stuff? People who are really raped.
That's what it says. And so they said women This does not sit well with the you know women who don't cry wolf.
Or actual rapists who do a much better job.
Yeah.
And don't just punch somebody in the back of the head and leave them pantyless
on the
street.
Sitting, yeah.
We plan stuff out a lot better than that,
I'm sure she claimed this was all in like daytime, too, like on a sidewalk. Like, yeah, rapists are sitting there. You know what? Give us a little credit. Yeah. We're at least dragging you somewhere.
I'm a little more lurky than that, ma'am.
You know what? I'm going to lay up on the rape jokes.
Yeah, this is getting really weird.
Well, no, because
I'll take it.
I remember it's actually a story this past week of in the UFC, at mixed martial arts. There was a fighter who's Miguel Torres. He's a pretty good fighter.
Sure, he's smart also.
Probably.
Any mixed martial arts fighters. Usually top of the mountain in terms of education and
little genius
smarts.
Level IQ. Yeah,
a little exactly. Drooly.
He wrote a tweet that I don't remember the specifics because it's obviously been deleted since then. That said they should call rape vans surprise vans because then more women wouldn't be afraid of them. Everybody likes surprises.
Oh my God,
that does make sense.
He got cut immediately from the UFC.
I don't know why.
And his
rock
defense,
solid logic.
His defense, and this is weird. The way I discovered all of this happening on Twitter, he blamed it on, well, not blamed it, but he said it was a joke from "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia," the cable sitcom on FX.
Terrible,
which is pretty edgy, and it's not your run of the mill ABC sitcom with family sit down time.
Not Full House.
No, it's not. It's a funny show, but this thing is. Immediately, so I'm on Twitter and I read the story, and then I see Glenn Howerton, who is one of the creators of the show, immediately write like, "Ever, this was not our joke.
Yeah.
Do not lump us into all of this." Rape jokes apparently get you fired nowadays.
Yeah, what's the world coming to? And you can't make a hilarious rape joke at work.
What's
or
comedy
on
coming to? What is comedy?
I
coming
agree
to?
With it actually. That in the realm of comedy, nothing is off limits to me.
Yeah, I agree with that, and especially in terms of a satire or whatever. But I mean, if there's no context to that joke and it's sort of left field, I mean, I think being cut and essentially being fired from your position over a tweet is absurd.
Professional athlete, let alone a UFC fighter,
yeah.
They're not Shakespeare. You're not going to get well-penned thoughts and witty humor.
Yeah, they're not posting
You're
links to their latest emotional blog entry about their, you know, their struggle with their inner feelings.
Right.
No, you're going to get pictures to, you know, their hot female friends who have taken pictures with them in bikinis or whatever.
I'd say this concussion case idiot should get a promotion and some more money. Because he was actually able to get on Twitter and use a keyboard
he made an account.
He successfully created an account.
He filled out the form. Like he probably had his wife, who is no doubt a money-grubbing woman,
yeah,
fill out this form. What my first name? How I write? No doubt hunting and pecking with one finger.
Yeah. See, to me, he's the smartest UFC fighter ever.
Yeah.
This guy, his bag of rape jokes and hilariousness. Yeah. He's the best UFC fighter ever.
Oh, and another UFC note, actually, and I thought of this when you were saying the story about how you can take a kidney punch, but don't punch me in the head because it'll become a vegetable.
True.
There was a pay-per-view last night that I watched of UFC where he's one of the more well-known fighters. Tito Ortiz was in a fight. He's on the ground, and this guy could not get to the face, so he kept continuing. This other guy beat Tito Ortiz via kidney and rib punches. There's no question in my mind that this Tito Ortiz's ribs were shattered. He was crying on the mat.
That's a trademark stash move. When he can't get to the face, he beats the kidneys until it opens up. Trademark.
Live and learn. You know, you learn the tactics to get around the block.
I can't respond to that.
Stash watches UFC to figure out ways to pass the mount.
You think that's going to keep me out of there? No, sir. I am a professional.
Done this before.
After this, I'm going to put out some witty rape jokes and call it a day.
So this, this guy was crying on a 35, 36-year-old man. Heck. His ribs and kidneys were so punished that he was crying on the mat, and they stopped the fight because he stopped even covering his ribs, and he was just crying.
Well, maybe don't choose a profession where you get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Anytime you choose a profession where your job is to punch and be punched.
You know, I've never laid on the floor and cried at work? An accountant.
Exactly.
Idiot.
Well, maybe at home. Well, it's a pretty lonely job.
Whatever.
An accountant.
Yeah.
I go home.
Job's
and cry.
Not great. Another thing Matt and I talked about, because Ryan didn't want to do any show prep for today, didn't feel like contributing. Another thing Matt and I talked about last night,
I heard references to this list. I hadn't seen the list.
Yeah.
Lord knows Ryan hasn't looked at the sexiest women of all time list before.
He'll break down TV
I'm just
guys
saying
top
that's
100
not your,
leading
I didn't
men
say
soon.
Anything. I just said that's not your free time. You know, you have a lovely wife at home, and I'm sure she'd be offended if you were looking at the sexiest women of all time.
No.
She'd probably be relieved. Suspicions nullified. Thank God.
I didn't say it. I already made those jokes today. But anyway, Matt mentioned to me that this men's health list of the sexiest women, this is not just of the year, like
no,
AskMen.com will do. This is of all time, and we were just looking at some, like, number... Did you write down the top five or top ten?
Top five.
Okay. Like, number seven, where I'm sure timeliness fits if you were younger during her era and recognize her, Betty Page.
Yeah, she was painted on the side of a plane in World War II, I think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously back in the day, but you look at her picture now and you're like... I mean, man, look at I mean, she obviously was a big star, but still, out of our generations, out of our realm of attractive. Now, Matt wrote down the top five. Now, I have some guesses.
Care to venture a guess?
I do. I'm going to go with historical sake and say Marilyn Monroe.
She made the cut. Number three.
Number three. Yeah. I figured she might. You know, not my cup of tea, the overly pale, super blonde, but I can definitely see how she was just a bombshell back in the day. And
yeah.
You know.
She's, a filthy whore like that back in the day would really be something.
Yeah.
So,
you have any more modern times? I would guess that they put Megan Fox on there. I don't know about top five.
I saw her name, but she wasn't top five.
Wasn't
something
top five?
17th, maybe.
Okay. All
but right. When you see some of the other entries, it's an outrage.
A little bit offended that she was 17.
Was Jessica Alba on there?
I didn't see her name. No.
Not even there.
Not from the highlights that were pulled.
So. Now, I would get the only other modern guess I have, and you know, I can kind of agree with Megan Fox not being on there. She might be like a flavor of the year type situation. Yeah. I mean, Transformers made her.
She's
and,
done.
Yeah. But my only other timely guess I have is Scarlett Johansson.
Nope.
Not there.
No.
She's great.
Yeah, I thought for sure.
All right. Well, number five is a travesty, so I'm going to skip five.
Okay.
Four. More recent, wigged out for a while, pop singer.
Britney Spears?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah. Man, they chose not to go with the shaved head photo.
That's
and went when she was like 19 and still
but have
hot
you still
and not
seen
wrecked.
Photos of her now? She's just, don't get me wrong, she's still decent. She's attractive. But you watch a video from, you know, 99, 2000, and it's unreal.
That hit me, baby, one
Holy
more time.
Cow.
That. Oh, my God.
But
I know she was 16, and I'm 26 now, and that makes me a little dirty, but
well, no,
I was only 14.
You were fair, though. Yeah.
So she's been hot to me forever, because I was 14 when she came to life.
Yeah, I remember
so.
the debate used to be, you know, who's hotter, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera among the teenage boy crowd, and now
they're both
it's,
fat and
it's
weird.
How much would you pay me to have sex with either of them, because they're both overweight and ugly.
Ryan had to field those questions even then. So number three, we had Marilyn Monroe.
Which I think is an agreeable number for Marilyn Monroe. I'm interested to see who she came in behind.
Historically, you have to put her in the top
absolutely.
Five.
I mean, she was the
middle
it girl
of, the
of that entire era. Obviously, died way too young, so she's an enigma. She did the Playboy pictorial and was sleeping with the President of the United States.
JFK was the big one.
Yeah, anytime you can bag
DiMaggio.
The President. Anything you can bag the President and the possibly the greatest baseball player of our time.
Two big
you got
names
something
there.
Going for you.
Number two.
Whore.
Raquel Welch.
Oh, from the...
Tarzan was
yes,
it?
Yeah, that's who it was. She has the famous shot
that
of
poster,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she got big over that, which that leads me to another guess. I can't imagine she's number one. Would be Bo Derek.
No, but I'm
the
sure
famous,
she probably made the
poster
list somewhere.
And image of her with her hair braided in dreadlocks and the crazy bikini coming out of the ocean or whatever.
Yeah, that's
Raquel
a good
Welch,
one.
Number two. So, I mean, clearly Men's Health was going for the less current and overall all-time
Did a pretty good job making it an eclectic list and
it's hard for
bases.
You to I mean I don't know how you can say that you know you look at a 1953 picture of Marilyn Monroe and you look at a picture of Megan Fox
you
now
can't
I mean
compare.
It's hard to compare you know its timeliness is so
sexy
weird.
Has definitely evolved over the last
yeah the crazy
years.
Perm hair straight up is just not there anymore.
At least we got through the 80s.
Also, you won't get burned at the stake for having a tattoo nowadays, like women used to be back in the 50s.
Some of the tattoos today on the women that are wearing
them. They would be burned at the stake, actually.
Yeah. Need a big stake for some
of them. Now, number one. Oh, man, I want to venture a guess here. Can you give me a
hint? Recently, I'm not sure which magazine did the list, but won Hottest Woman of the Decade.
Okay, so we're talking. This is a current woman.
Current. Yes.
Do you agree with it? The number one.
No. She. A lot of people are going to say yes.
God, it's one of the decades.
She's coming out of the zenith of her hotness. Her
on downward
the sun
trend
is
what you're saying.
Yeah,
downward trend. So she's in there. I know who it is. I'm not going to say. Ryan, do you have a guess?
I have no guesses.
I know who it is.
Who you got?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Gotta be.
Yep.
And it's weird because she's a female who hasn't, to me, looks like she hasn't aged. Like, I despise Friends, but it's all over television. And
right.
You'll catch, it'll be on TV for 30 seconds and you'll see her. To me, she does, other than her hair, she looks exactly the same in 96 as she does today.
She doesn't do it for me.
Really?
I don't know.
She's always been a crush, but she's always been the kind of, not the sex pot look
right.
like a Megan Fox or like a Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
She's more of a... You know, I could really take her home type of look, you
She'd
know?
She'd be fun to date and get to
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Not just take her home.
Exactly.
Put it to her.
But then, you know, next thing you know, Missionary Monday turns into Missionary Life. Because
right.
She doesn't want to do anything else. It's a terrible joke. Now, you purposely withheld number five. Now, number four you said was
Britney
Spears, Marilyn Monroe, Raquel Welch, and then Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston.
Weird choice for number one. I do have to agree with you on that. This is just an overall, just a weird top five to be looking
Strange
at
list.
In general. And now I'm excited to a travesty, a current travesty, as in, is this somebody?
She's been relevant for a while.
Sinead O'Connor.
Oh,
no, she was 12, just missed the top 10. Not at all.
Just missed the top 1,000.
Is a singer.
Mm.
Big in the
Rebecca
80s.
Black.
If you're if you tell me Madonna, I'm going to hit you.
I'm going to back up and say yes.
Oh, no, it's not her.
How is it Madonna?
Come on.
Isn't that wrong?
She's so gross.
Madonna?
I never found her attractive in the 80s.
Nobody did.
I mean, you look at pictures of her in the 80s, and she was Mrs. Hippie. Like, whenever she'd lift her arms, you'd get a bush. It was disgusting.
Now she's like a weird old ripped grandma.
Yeah, she's got weird
arms.
And she dates these like 23-year-old guys from foreign countries. She's
Isn't
up.
Isn't she dating like a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Named Jesus, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, his name
right.
is Jesus.
That is... What an abomination. Men's
Rich as balls, can't fix her teeth.
Yeah, and now she just got the Super Bowl. That's just another reason to turn it from the game. For God's sake,
what
a fiasco that is.
Yeah, I could not believe they picked Madonna in the top
five. Oh, my goodness. I'd be interested to read that whole list. We'll throw that up on a link here after we're done recording. And
no, we won't.
We're not going to do that. Just find it. Men's health, sexiest women of all time. It's not that hard. Use the Google box, you idiots.
Take that, listeners.
No wonder we have so few listeners, because we don't have the talent of Freebird Hot Wings, but we still insult them just as much.
And now for you females, Ryan will break down TV Guide's top 100 leading men. Take it away, Ryan.
Soap opera era. Go, Ryan, go.
Bradley Cooper, number one through 100.
don't bring Bradley Cooper up in this, okay? It's my man crush. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
I'm sorry.
This is a story that I forgot. It happened 3 weeks ago, but the last recording session, we were so caught up with the interview with Kaylee.
I don't understand how you possibly could have.
I don't either, because looking back on it, this was a pretty big interaction I had Friday night.
Could have been life impacting.
I talked about the Friday night I had with Steve, and if you're not familiar, I'm not going to recap it. Listen to the last podcast, you losers.
Here you go again.
Where I stormed out of a bar and walked 3 miles to my car. Well, upon arrival at my car, I went into the bar because I was supposed to meet up with Kaylee and her phone had died. I went into the bar to find her. Nowhere to be found. Went back to my car. It's like, you know what? I am not calling this a night. Went over to a friend's house until it's like 1:30, 1:40 in the morning. At this point, I'm stone cold sober. Okay. It's been 4 hours since I've had a beer.
A nice 3 mile trek will wake you up a little.
Half hour walk in the frigid winter did the job. I mean, I wasn't overly intoxicated to begin with. I was very comfortable with everything I was doing. And if I had to drive, I was more than okay. So I drove over to a friend's house until about 1:30 in the morning. And I leave. And obviously, there's nobody here. It's downtown from where we're recording. But it's not in the fray of things. It's off of these, you know, it's in the side streets.
Right.
So there's a blinking red light. So I pull up to it, and I slow down, come to a near stop, and go through it. Flashers fly on behind me. This guy whips out of nowhere, and I'm thinking, oh, boy.
That happened to me, too.
Here it comes. Here it comes. I said,
"This is it.
Gonna have
to bribe this boy with my charm and wit."
So prevalent.
What can I do to get out of this, sir?
So it's a fairly main road, though. This isn't a neighborhood, and I'm coming down a hill. So I'm coming down this hill, maybe 50, 60 feet. I'm looking around for a parking lot, anything on the side. I don't see one. I get to the bottom of the hill. I say, to hell with it. Put the car in park, you know, turn it off, and roll down my window. Cop comes up. Obviously, they're very, you know, testy, especially this time of night.
And the policeman wasn't in a funny and jokey mood.
No, but that's not the point. Obviously, he was nervous. Hand on gun.
Well, they always do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it just still weirds you out. I'm cold. I'm nervous. Okay?
Are you sweaty?
No. It's 20 degrees. It's hard to be sweaty. So he comes up. You had me nervous there. What? And he said, I thought you were running. And I'm being respectful. I said, sir, I'm coming down a hill. I look from that light. I said, from that light? He goes, yeah. I said, that's 100 feet. You know, I was going 30 miles an hour. I'm not running here. You know, if I'm running, I'm taking off. So I said, all right, clearly this guy is not going to be my friend tonight. And he goes, have you been drinking? And I said, the last beer I had was 3 or 4 hours ago. Because why are you shaking? I said, it's cold. I'm being pulled over by the police. It's not a pleasant situation, you know? And
I don't shake when I'm drunk. I don't get all like
I don't know how that was. I don't know if he was just assuming I was nervous that I had something or whatever.
Oh.
High on coke.
Probably it.
My mess is wearing off.
So again,
he's coming down.
Yeah, I'm coming down right now. Have you ever hit a low? You idiot, let me go.
I got a little twitchy when I'm jonesing.
So he said, he again asked, had I been drinking? I said, you know, my response was, the last beer I had was 3 or 4 hours ago. That's not what I asked. Okay. Where this interaction's going to go. I said, then yes, I have. And so he pulls me out. He says, get out of the car, hands on your head, and pulls me over to the sidewalk.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I said, all right.
How did you forget this?
Field sobriety test time. Okay.
I hope he failed some.
He did two of them. He didn't give me any physical other than follow the light, which.
Because of your eyes.
And that was fine. He said, do the ABCs. No problem. Then he said, count backward from 45 to 32. No issues. So he can, at this point, tell that I'm sober. But now I'm pissed. Okay? I'm getting angry. It's late. It's cold. I don't want to be here. So now I'm getting pissed. He says, he pats me down. Do you have anything? No.
What's this here, son?
Is that a weapon? Officer. So
is it loaded?
And he asks, do you have anything in your vehicle? And I said, no. And he said, do you mind if we take a look? And I said, yes, I do.
Nice. Yes. Thank you for saying that.
I'm so glad you said
yes,
I do.
I literally don't. They can toss my car if they want.
I love it.
Up and down. My trunk, I have a bag of golf clubs, a softball bag with all that crap in it, gloves, a snow brush.
Obviously in season.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
I just don't take it out. And in my backseat, I have like an empty pop can, my work glove, literally nothing in this car. One of value, two of illegal nature. So, and I said, do you mind if I take a look? Yes, I do. You can't. He goes, oh, you hiding something? I said, I'm not saying anything further unless I have an attorney.
This is sweet.
Yeah.
I'd love where this is going.
So I see his he had a partner who was, you know, standing off in the distance while he was giving me the light test and the ABCs and everything. And I see his partner start walking around my car while this guy's talking to me, while I'm watching his partner.
Doing the visual search.
And so, and he's looking. And I see his hand. I said, sir, don't touch the door handle. I said, you can look all you want, but don't you dare touch that handle, or we're going to have problems.
What are you?
I don't.
We're going to have problems.
Well, no, we are. That's illegal.
He would be violating the law.
Yeah, he can't go into my car unless it's visual, unless he has probable cause.
Right.
I'm not dumb.
Plain sight.
And my friend told me how to handle it. This wasn't a DUI, but my friend is a lawyer, told me how to handle these types of things. And you know what? I sat there with respect, and clearly he wanted nothing to do with it, with the whole, well, it's not what I asked response.
Right.
You know what? You're already on the bad side. I was trying to be respectful. Now it's gone.
Right.
You know, you're an officer. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to do anything. But damn it, I'm going to exercise my rights I have too. So the guy, and at that point, I could already know, well, he's not letting me off with a warning now.
Yeah. That rolling stopped.
Yeah. That road ended a while ago. So the officer, and to the credit, his partner backed off, and he stopped looking in the car. And he put me back in my car, and again, then about 5 minutes later, gave me a $135 ticket for failure to yield at a flashing red. $135 for a failure to yield. I mean, I've had speeding tickets that are 100, 105 for depending on how much you go over. But the city of Grand Rapids really got me good on this one.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
In the city of Kalamazoo for, I stopped at a stop sign, but I didn't do the complete stop. And the guy was nice enough to give me failure to stop at a traffic control signal, which was still really expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's I think there's 2 points on this on this thing, which whatever, but yeah,
my 85 and a 70 ended up being a lot cheaper than your guys' not slowing down enough.
Yeah, and clearly I was just a real danger to society with my slow, I'll give it to him, it wasn't a complete stop, you know, so I get, you got me there, but it's not like I punched the gas and went 100 through this, you know, blinking red light. That'd be more of a danger to me than, you know, everybody else as well.
Yeah, and it sounds like you would do what I would do, is look for a location that would be safer for the cop to get you, and so he's not going to fall down the hill. So you're trying to help him, although it feels weird to keep going.
Well, feet, and I was already about 20 or 30 feet down the hill because it was, like I said, the flashing red was at the top of the hill. So I'm coming down this hill. Heath puts on his flashes. I don't see him until he's, you know, over the crest of that hill coming down towards me. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, there's a road, nothing else. You know, but the implication that I was trying to flee, I thought was comical, going 30 in a downtown area. Yeah.
Almost had you.
Yeah. Man, this four-cylinder Ford Fusion, man, I thought I was about to outrun you.
I know this is how the Duke boys do it. Yeah. I almost got you there.
Gonna take you to the state line, friend. But no, I don't know how I forgot about that either. But yeah, so I guess overall, between me storming out of a bar, walking 3 miles in the cold to my car, getting a field sobriety test and a ticket.
Sounds like a great night.
That sounds like a Friday
awesome
night.
Awesome weekend.
Sure seems like I'm trying to make up for some lost time that I didn't go out and drink in my early 20s. Now I'm almost 25 and I can't do it anymore because I look like an idiot.
Oh, man. That's sweet. I love that you were like, yeah, you can search, but you're not going to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I was just so ticked off at that point that, you know, you want to look. Let's go through the channels. I got nowhere to be.
Right.
I have the day off work tomorrow. You want to, if you're really that PO'd that you want to get a warrant and really search my car, you know what? Let's
that
waste both our nights.
Even better.
Yeah.
Wake up a judge to search your car to find out.
Yeah,
nothing.
Go ahead. You know what?
I wish you sat there for 4 hours.
Let's kill this night. I'll do it with you, buddy. I'll do it. I'll sit right in this car while you go through the proper channels. I'll make some phone calls and I'll call my friend. He'll wake up. He'll come down here as my attorney. Let's do this. Let's do this right. Yeah. It would have been pretty
fun.
He's
getting paid and you're getting pneumonia. Mm-hmm. That would have been awesome.
I wonder if that dash cam footage is Freedom of Information Act requestable.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
If you know how to do that, send in an email.
Yeah, because Lord knows we Matt and I were talking about how we were going to set up an answering machine. So if you think we're setting up a Freedom Information, I know how to do it as a former journalism major, guys.
Sweet.
I was all up on the investigative reporting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I quit journalism. I just wanted to write beat stories for the Detroit Lions as my career aspiration, not write about local budgets and bust a city councilor.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So remember, kids, say no when they want to search your vehicle.
Yeah.
You have the legal right
especially
to.
Especially if you have illegal things in there. Then
eat
you should really
your pot.
Yeah, eat it. All. Just down the hatch.
Yep.
Super troopers.
Yeah.
We're pulled over all the
Always
way.
Have DUI gum. There's some rules to live by, guys.
Right. Yeah.
DUI.
Yeah.
You put pennies in your mouth. I've heard that works.
I've heard it works, but I've heard the cops do notice a wad of pennies in your mouth.
Well, especially if you choke on them and pass out. It's hard to get arrested.
You step out of the car. 1 second, officer, while I spit out these pennies. Why are you holding the pennies in your mouth? No wallet, sir. No wallet.
You'd be amazed where I keep my wad of cash.
Yeah. Oh,
my
also,
name's Ryan.
Sewed my pocket shut. Can't put it in here either. That's right. Ryan keeps his wallet in his butt. That's right.
No, he's implying that others keep their wallets in my butt.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Amongst everything else.
That too, yeah. One of many, I suppose.
Didn't you have a story about a dildo you wanted to share, Ryan?
That was on the docket. That was on the docket.
Kyle wrote it down, so it must be true.
It was written down. I crossed it off because I didn't think we'd have time. Turns out we have time. So, Ryan, break it down. Color, size, fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah. Different kinds, I suppose. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
You could tell he knows because I thought fashion was acceptable.
Did
but
you
he's
do?
Like, fashion.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no dildo fashion.
Jeez. I'm supposed to take this all the way. Big and black.
Oh, you went with a non-colored. I appreciate that. It's cheaper. It's cheaper, I imagine.
Traditional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the more traditional
method.
Lots
of veins.
So, yeah. I think that's all we got for today. So thanks for joining us, and be sure to send in, again, the Google Voice account. Let me see if I even have that open anymore. I do. Call in 313-744-2568. You can find all that as well. It's right on the Facebook page, facebook.com/a little off topic. Next recording session, Ryan mentioned something like he might have content, but it's going to be in flux because it might require an actual Freedom of Information Act request. And I don't know the process on that or how long it takes, but I have a feeling it might not be done in 2 weeks. Seems like the government may have a reputation for not being quick and efficient.
I heard they're super efficient.
Yeah, I've heard you request something, they'll get back to you in a day.
Can I venture a guess?
Sure.
Does it involve one of the three of us?
No. Although it will involve him too, I think. We'll try to get his
911 calls of me trying to wrestle down a guy in a truck.
That too.
Oh yeah,
from a few weeks back.
Yeah. We should write this down. We need dates and times and everything, though. So, but yeah, we'll probably play pass or play next time.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably the time.
Would have been good to do it today. We had a little extra time.
We did. That was my bad. It turns out that the two people who brought all of the content, I didn't want to do more content as well late last night. We would have done it, but I didn't want to make the questions and find the rule. Colin, if you remember the rules, if you're listening, I know you are, Colin. Go ahead.
The only one.
Yeah, you're one of two. The other one's
you and Timbo.
The other one's Ryan's wife that he's holding down.
No, Timbo called. He listens.
Timbo listens. Yeah, Timbo listens. So, Colin, if you remember those rules, email them to us again, because I don't really want to scroll through about a year's worth of Facebook posts, which it's five.
That's like so three clicks.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that difficult. And then we'll probably play pass or play next time, maybe get to Ryan's Freedom of Information Act request, which probably won't happen.
And probably have some good stories from Easter.
I had an idea.
And New Year's.
I had an idea for a list that I wanted to bring up to you guys off air, so we'll talk about that. So maybe we'll have more on tap next time. But again, thanks for listening. Find us, asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Email asktheinterns@gmail.com. Other than that, I think that's all the avenues to get a hold of us that you will never use.
Yep.
So we appreciate all of it. Thanks for listening again. We'll see you next time.